Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Brabander. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Gene Brabander. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ray Culp. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards third. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a pop-up towards third. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball four. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Andrews moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Andrews moves to third. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moses settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brabander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNerney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander bunts towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Andrews covering, for the out. Kubiak moves to second. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Andrews moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Andrews moves to third. Smith moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Andrews scores. Smith moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hovley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Hovley moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hovley moves to third. Walton moves to second. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNerney hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hovley tags and scores. One out. It's Brewers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. There goes Walton. The throw from Moses and Walton is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers won, and the Red Sox won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado strikes out. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-1 in the game. Culp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers won, and the Red Sox won. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander is 0-for-0 in the game. Brabander strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers won, and the Red Sox won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Andrews strikes out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers won, and the Red Sox won. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hovley for the out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walton strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers won, and the Red Sox won. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brabander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers won, and the Red Sox won. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McNerney takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Moses fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alves moves to third. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alves scores. Kubiak moves to second. It's 2-1, Brewers. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander is 0-for-1 in the game. Brabander strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Ray Culp. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield strikes out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken Brett now pitching. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Steve Hobley. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger moves to third. Walton moves to second. Ed Phillips now pitching. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McNerney takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger scores. Walton moves to third. Hegan moves to second. It's 3-1, Brewers. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walton scores. Hegan scores. McNerney moves to second. It's 5-1, Brewers. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kubiak hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander is 0 for 2 in the game. Brabander strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brabander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 4 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith throws the ball into Petrocelli, who tags Snyder trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Walton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moses settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wayne Cummer now playing left field. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brabander fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick takes first base on ball four. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Brewers. Mike Derrick pinch hits for Ed Phillips. Bob Locker now pitching. Mike Derrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.